Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Adam York. He's Sustainability Director for National Sorghum Producers. I need some explanation, Adam. I mean, people hear you on KFRM somewhat regularly on the sorghum report, but what does Sustainability Director mean?
So sustainability is a term that has a lot of definitions based on who you talk to, and really all of those definitions are valid, but for who we represent, the farmer, sustainability means profitability, it means survivability, it means getting to that next growing year by focusing on the year that they are currently going through. You know, 5-10 years down the road is great, but farmers, to be sustainable, they have to make it to that next growing year. So my job is talking about the job that farmers are able to do, sorghum farmers in the High Plains and throughout the sorghum belt specifically, on their sustainability journeys that really started decades ago with their conservation tillage, with their diversified crop rotations, taking that to the supply chain, to downstream partners, grain originators or consumer packaged good companies, and really talking about how sorghum can help them meet their goals and targets and their sustainability goals as well.
So sustainability and profitability would also mean market development?
That's right. A lot of these new markets for sustainable good products, climate smart agriculture, are just now being developed, just right on the horizon, essentially. So there's a question mark really on some of those companies as what are those alternative crops that can help diversify that supply chain, whether it be traditional crops, but sorghum can certainly fit that bill if they're sourcing from the central U.S. To provide that alternative crop that's gluten-free, that's non-GMO, that ultimately finds a lot of those targets already, but also through the lens of a sustainably produced crop that requires very low water and inputs.
You know, you mentioned non-GMO and gluten-free, and a lot of times farmers pull their hair out on that, but for sorghum, it goes right in the direction that they have, that's naturally comes that way. Is there continuing to be worldwide interest in the product?
I think so, and farmers are very good at growing for a market. If there's a market, farmers will grow it, and we have to recognize that sorghum growers are wheat growers, or corn growers, or soybean growers, and the further south you get, they're cotton growers too. So certainly having those options available is good for the farmer, adds flexibility. Sorghum is a key crop that does that. On the global scale too, as we look to the export markets to other countries utilizing sorghum, there are sorghum belts throughout the world in Africa and Asia, in Europe, and certainly in the United States where we grow the most sorghum, and in Kansas specifically. So looking to meet those markets and fill that demand is a key component of what we do as an industry, and sustainability as we work with those partners internationally to see what are their needs across the world and how can sorghum be a fit there.
And I would assume that if we're able to sell it for human consumption, we're able to sell it at a bit higher price?
Human consumption does offer a premium. We have that test case here in the U.S. with some sorghum flour mills in Kansas and throughout the High Plains that usually there are consumers out there, climate conscious consumers or health conscious consumers, that see sorghum as that super grain that they want to pay a premium for it at their urban or suburban supermarket. And we want to be able to connect with those key supply chain partners to provide that opportunity back to our farmers.
In a year like this year, or if you will, last year, where our crop was so short, does that hurt the development of the product long term because of availability?
I think it spreads awareness to drought conditions across the United States and how sorghum can be included or incentivized into farmers' rotations to help those farmers meet their flexibility needs, meet their water reduction needs, and ultimately help companies talk about maybe pivot away from greenhouse gases and more towards their water exposure altogether.
We're visiting with Adam York. He's Sustainability Director for Sorghum Growers, National Sorghum Growers. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.